I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up, rehabbers across the world? Trent Shelton here. Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. Today's episode is a special one. I have a special guest that you guys have been asking about, and actually she's been asking to be on this podcast every single week. I'm just kidding. We're actually recording this in our closet. So if you hear kids running around, you hear the doorbell ring, all these things, we're in quarantine, just like a lot of you. And I actually should probably start making a podcast. Like, I probably should make an episode over all the places I recorded the podcast during quarantine.
Around the house.
Around the house. The car, the porch, the garage, the toilet. I'm just playing. TMI, right? Nah, but, you know, before we get started, I definitely want to remind you guys to tap in with the Rehab Community Text Messaging podcast version of it. So all you got to do is text straight up to 817-242-2719, and you'll get a lot of cool things, like 35,000 people that's a part of it right now. And just text and you'll see how incredible it is. What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up. So my special guest today is Mrs. Maria, I'm about to say Castro. Mrs. Maria Shelton. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, because
earlier you were saying Miss versus Mrs., and I was trying to explain to him.
Miss Maria.
Miss means Mrs. You're a single woman.
So, Mrs. So what's the two versions?
I know. Miss and Mrs.
So Miss is what?
Mrs. means you're married.
Miss. Who even hears that?
I don't know. Nobody cares.
Oh my gosh. Nobody hears it. Okay, guys. Well, today, you know.
And don't pause. What? Don't ever say I've been begging to be on your podcast.
I know you have. You haven't said it, but I can tell the look in your eyes when you hear the podcast play.
But you better be happy because this is the first time I've ever been on a podcast, period.
I know. You're going to do super dope. And we're going to be super dope with this. And so we won't be here long. There's a million things we could talk about. We could talk about our relationship, how we met, all those things. We'll get to that maybe on later episodes. But I wanted to spend time talking about today just how we're handling the quarantine and this COVID-19, because it changed a lot. You know, we haven't ever been in this situation. I mean, we're around each other, but like not in this situation where our kids are here. You know, we have it's not 8 months anymore.
Nine-month-old
daughter, a four-year-old now today. Today is Maya's birthday, actually. An 11-year-old, Tristan. Tristan's the easy one because he's 11, but it's a lot going on. And obviously, a lot of things have changed in our lives from business to personal. And I don't want to make this episode like, I don't know, like these are the things you do to survive it and make your marriage stronger and all these things. Like, I get it. Those could be tips. But I wanted us today to actually work through this live.
Yeah.
Because there are some struggles that we're dealing with. And I want to be straight up with everybody. So
exactly.
You know?
So we found an article on Time Magazine, I think it was online. And we were like, oh, let's go take a look at what they're suggesting for us to do during COVID as far as a relationship. And I think there's about like 10 or 11 items, but instead of us like talking about it, we decided to talk about it together on Trent's podcast.
Yeah, we will. And before we get into it, I do want to say this on a serious note, and this is going to be our podcast is going to be serious, but I do want to say this on a serious note. I said this a long time ago at the beginning of this whole, you know, pandemic, that this virus had the power to destroy you mentally before it ever touches you physically. And we're seeing that. I mean, we're seeing a lot of things break apart because of this. And so I just think this episode is necessary for us to be transparent, for us to be real, and maybe to get some solutions as we work through this. So let's go. Let's get to this list.
Okay. First one. Let them feel bad and okay about the current crisis. We can talk about this forever.
We can. We might just stay on this one the whole time. We will. Okay. Because I'm going to just, I'm going to let Maria talk, but we have different views on this. Okay. Not totally different, but a little, we just operate a little bit differently. And so I'll let you have the floor.
Okay. So my view, you know, I am taking it. I wouldn't say I'm over the top with it, but I'm taking...
Child, please.
Okay. Okay. So I am very cautious, and I walk around with antibacterial spray everywhere. I have one in my baby bag. I have one in the car. And I have hand sanitizer in the car. I have baby wipes. I just make sure that we are covered. We have hand sanitizer as soon as you walk into our front door for people to use, especially now that, you know, we're showing the house and stuff. We have I have masks and everything else. And if it was up to me, I would keep us in a little bubble. But I know that would be impossible. So I'm doing the best that I can to keep us healthy because I don't want corona. I don't want my kids to have corona. And I don't want to ever, you know.
So read the number one again.
It says, let them feel bad and okay about the current crisis.
Right. So that's the thing, right? I support you with that. And by the way, I don't want y'all to think I'm irresponsible, that I don't take it seriously.
And it's so funny because he's the one with the asthma.
But I do take it seriously. I do. But I'm not going to get into depth because I don't want to, like, put any information out there that might be wrong. But I do think that it's a bigger picture than what we're going through. I use face masks. I use, you know, a hand sanitizer. But one thing that I'm not going to do is operate in fear. Not saying that you are, but I'm not going to operate in fear. And number one, it said that you have to let them feel good or bad. So
okay, so we found the medium.
We need to find the medium. Because the other day when we were in the car and I was having a conversation and you were like, you're not taking this seriously. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? I am taking this seriously. And so it's just that we look at things differently. Maria is more... I wouldn't say logical. Yeah, logical, like more precaution.
My thing is I want things to get better. So therefore, I'm going to do as much as I can to help me, help my family, help the strangers, anybody that I come into contact with, to help them with, you know, preventing getting the virus.
I'm 100% with you with that. I feel like we cannot be careless. But it's like I said in the car, we're not going to get all the way into this. There's so many other levels of precaution that we have to take, i.e. building our immune system, right? Things like that.
Information.
Right? No, we do, right? We can't just depend on masks. We can't just depend on gloves, hand sanitizer. Those things are great. But the greatest thing that we can do
is take care of our health.
Exactly.
And I believe you.
So what's our agreement as we work through this? My agreement is... Or from my standpoint,
is to use the products that I have for you to use.
Like, absolutely. I will do that.
The gloves in the car when you pump your gas.
I will do that. I will do all of those. And for me, my request for you is to make sure you're taking care of your immune system too.
Yes, we take our, you know, our immunity stuff.
Okay, yeah, okay. Immunity. All right, number two, we'll move past that.
Okay, next. Plan out your days, but not too tightly. So this is kind of funny because I feel like our roles have switched.
Yeah, talk about that.
Because before COVID, I was the one that was very to the T with the schedule. Like, I planned out my schedule versus the kids' schedule like a week in advance. And Trent would basically just go with the flow.
Yeah, I hate structure. I think they know that. I talk about it all the time.
And it's so funny because COVID hit and it's like reverse. You have no choice but to be
I'll be
on a structured
early.
Schedule.
Absolutely.
And here I am not having any plans, barely, you know, but I say I'm going to do the laundry on Monday, but I don't get to it until Friday. So it's kind of weird.
I think we're pretty good on this one. I think just giving advice, and you can chime in on this, Maria. I think it's about giving each other grace on this and knowing that, you know, certain things aren't going to be as structured, right? I mean, you can try to set up a structure as much as you can, but I mean, when you have three kids in a house, certain things are going to be different. When you have, like right now, obviously, like my book, and you work too. And so there's a lot of things that are changing. And so you have to give each other grace in this. And I believe in planning, but I believe if you plan too much in this quarantine bubble, you can like turn into, and this might just be me talking with structure. So ignore it if it doesn't apply to you. But I feel like you can just turn into a robot and just kind of just get bogged down and doing the same thing because you plan so much. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to have, what I'm trying to say is plan, but also have, be spontaneous too.
Yeah.
You know, have some fun and do different things. Like us right now, recording a podcast in our closet.
AKA date night.
Is my breath stink?
No.
Okay. We just ate crabs earlier. And you looking at me, I'm like, and you kind of back and I'm like, dang, is my breath stink right now? So anyways, okay. So that's number two. Let's go to number three.
Okay. So the third one is make an appointment for your fights.
What?
I don't understand this
at all. Make an appointment for your
fights. Like, how do you schedule a fight? Like, you're the structured person, so why don't you say, like, would you put
that on your... I'm the structured person now?
Yeah, right now.
No, let's... I think we're both... we both agree on this one. Like,
that's negative.
I understand what they're trying to say, right? Have a time for your fights. It's like, me and you are into it. It's like, Maria, you know what? This is not the time for our fight. Our fight is scheduled at 8 p.m. That's our time to fight and argue. You wouldn't go for that. You would be like, nah, we're talking about this right now.
And getting this over with.
But I can understand the logic of that. And it might work for some people. But I feel like this is the thing I feel like. I feel like fights and arguments, I think that's very hard to be able to structure that. Now, if it's a conversation that needs to be had later on, then that conversation can be talked about. I understand that maybe like not around the kids. And I know that was one of the things on the list. I'm not sure we had it on there, but not around the kids and things like that. Like, I understand that in its whole totality because the kids are dealing with things too. So yeah. I understand. Let's talk about this later, but I can't see a scheduled fight like we're getting ready for the championship boxing match. Like, we're going to have a scheduled argument at 9:03 p.m. Like, for one,
what if
I knew you were
going
with
that. Fight about?
Yeah, I mean that too.
But like that one time we were in the car when we were talking about the whole COVID and all that stuff. Like, I didn't want to talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, you want
to
talk about?
I wanted
right
to talk about right then and there because it was fresh in my head. There was things that I like. Anyways, I would not.
And with my personality, I'm not gonna bring it back up. Like, it's just. I mean, I'm not gonna sweep it under the rug. But if we ain't dealt with it, then.
We'll forget about it.
Exactly. It's probably not going to be that serious.
Yeah.
If it's going to be serious, we're going to deal with it then. What's the next one?
Okay. The fourth one is respect the now invisible boundaries.
Respect the now invisible boundaries. So I think they mean by that. Yeah, I know what they mean by that. I want to talk about this. Listen, Maria's an entrepreneur too, guys. She does a lot. And you guys follow her at maria.shelton. You guys see that. You guys love her. But this is the thing, okay? I am running a company, right? Now things have changed. I have an office space, but I don't like to be at the office space too much because I kind of feel bad when Maria's here with all the kids. And she's going to call me and let me know that she's here with all the kids too while I'm working.
Well, because you say when you're done at 5 p.m., you're not done at 5 p.m.
You can state your piece in a minute. Let me get this out. And so
boundaries.
boundaries, right? Do y'all see it, right? But when I'm in my office downstairs, I think Maria thinks that I'm not at work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like trying to either record something, I'm trying to write something. And she's like, oh, you're just, you know, she'll ask me to just do random things and I'm in my like flow state and I have to stop. And so I understand the point of sacrificing. I understand the meeting people, you know, in the middle. I get that. But I don't know if you respect the invisible boundaries of me having to work. I don't think you like, I think you forget it, that I have to work.
I know. But it's just hard. I feel like everything is just all over the place. If we can keep the kids upstairs while you work in the office, great. But come on, keeping Maya upstairs.
I do that
upstairs.
With you too, though. To be fair, I don't respect your boundaries because you'd be working and I'd be like, rub my back, or I'd be like, hey, let's go do this. And you're like, I'm working right now. I'm about to post something.
Or can you take my picture?
Yeah. So I do that too, be fair. But I think we just have to understand. I mean, again, we can plan certain work hours, but, you know, our jobs, obviously, as being influencers, it's kind of a around the clock thing, per se. But yeah, I think we just got to realize that, like, and this is what I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, babe. I do believe that we both look out for each other with time, right? I don't believe, like, I never put you, well, I'm not going to say never, but I try not to put you in a position where it's like, oh, you're working all day, you have no time for me, you have no time for the kids, right?
And neither do you.
Yeah, and I'm saying I definitely, you don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I think that we have to understand that when each other is working, then they really must be locked in. Like, so I'm locked in, I have to get this done, or you're locked in and you have to get this, you have to get your work done.
But I'm telling you, it's easier if the kids weren't all over the place.
But they're here. They're here. That's just a part of it. So we have babysitters now. That helps out a lot.
Yes.
And so I would suggest that, like, if you're able to, because I want to give people some takeaways in this. If you're able to, and you can, obviously you being a mother of three, you can definitely put your two cents in. But if you're able to, you know, maybe have a system or a structure where you have certain days where, like we do now, like we have a babysitter, you know, we pay that little extra money to be able to give really Maria a break, you know, for her sanity and just, you know, cause she's all, I mean, I can only imagine I get my break when I have to go to work, but she doesn't get a break. And so maybe do that, have some type of system or structure.
And that has been helping. That's been happening for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now.
So like, speak to that, like how, just, I know there's a lot of mothers and single mothers or just mothers in general out there. Because I've been getting hit up about it, like, with kids, like, I have no time. I'm trying to run a business and everything. So, like, maybe, like, what's one or two things that you have done that's really helped you, like, mentally during this pandemic?
Well, with the kids? I mean, I've been basically just going with the flow the first few months.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of trying to adjust to, A, not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And B, just being around the kids 24/7. And I love my kids more than anything in the world. But there are times where I feel like I just want to, like, funny because we're hiding in the closet. But there are times where I want to hide in the closet.
I just want to get away.
But, you know, like, we also have to understand that they're going through this too. They don't want to be home. Tristan wants to be with his friends. Maya wants to be, you know, with her, you know, friends at school or her dance classes and stuff. But
so what are two things that you did? Number one,
I got a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, so now she's coming twice a week for just a few hours, and that helps me. Even though, like, 4 hours doesn't seem like a long time, but I can get a whole lot done in 4 hours. So basically, I schedule my workload that I have to do around those times or as much as I can. And then I also schedule, like, my appointment times for me, like, to get my nails done, to get, you know, my hair done, my lashes.
And I will say that, too. I think for that being, I mean, that could be the same thing. But for two, as Maria was saying, like, having her time. And
like, even, I don't even have to leave sometimes when she's here. I just, you know, I'll tell her, hey, I'm going upstairs for a little bit. I'm going to take a long shower. Because, come on, moms, we all know that we don't take long showers when we have kids. Usually, most of the time, they're waiting for you outside of the door. So, like, yeah, long showers, unbothered. I could put on makeup, you know, just little things like that just makes me happy.
Hey, you, here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill. And guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/hosts. That's airbnb.com/hosts to find out how much your home is worth.
And guys out and ladies and fellas out there that's listening to this, if you don't like maybe you can't afford a babysitter, you know, maybe, you know, reach out to someone that you trust. Hopefully maybe you have a relative or an older kid, or as men listen to this, maybe, like, I know before we got the babysitter, oh, yeah, you know, I would take a day. I would just tell Maria, because listen, I want to give her her space, because when she goes to the nail salon and does her thing and feels good, you know, I get lucky that night. No, she's just in.
It just makes me feel better.
She's in a better place, right? And as I always talk about protecting your peace, and as you protect your peace, you want to make sure you're promoting protecting your peace.
Yeah,
to your
so
spouse.
You don't have to have a babysitter, but we did pretty good the first. I mean, like you would take a couple of hours out of your day to keep the kids while I go do something, even if it's just driving to Starbucks or, you know, like, right, you know, you don't have to have a babysitter,
right?
You know, especially if people are like super quarantined, you know.
Well, just have some, just find, yeah, a system, find time, to get you, yeah, some me time as best as you can. All right, what's number?
Okay, the last.
As we wrap this up,
is ask for what you want. Like, really ask.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think that's just a thing in general with people. Is that I know I do it too. Like, and I know, I don't know. Well, I don't know with us.
I don't know. No, it's like, I feel like you can't, like, I wouldn't say you can't, but you don't think the bigger picture, or you don't.
When it comes to what?
To, like, things, like, around the house. Let's say the light bulb is out. It's been out for, like, 5 days.
There's other important things in the light bulb.
You
we
know,
can still
like,
see.
You won't. You know, but I would have to ask you, be like, hey, babe, do you mind replacing the light bulb? Because I want you to really replace the light bulb, because I can't see in my closet.
Right, but you got to state that. Like,
I know.
If I don't replace the light bulb, it's just that I just don't think it's important to replace it. And you might think it's important. You just, all you got to do is ask, can you replace the light bulb? Because I'm not.
Or, babe, this happens all the time. Or, like, we're eating dinner. You're done eating dinner. And you see me feeding Marley and eating dinner at the same time. So sometimes I want you to be like, hey, babe, I'm done. Let me feed Marley. That never happens.
I got you.
I have
to,
like,
you're right.
I have
to
be like, babe, are you done eating? You're like, yeah. Well, can you please feed Marley?
Marley likes to eat from you better, though.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah,
I get you.
Like,
I
should ask you sometimes. But, like, I feel like sometimes
you
don't think that.
Yeah.
Like,
I should know.
If I really want it, then I'll just ask for it.
No, I definitely feel that. I understand that. I think
so. Does this rule apply to, like,
every applies to everything? Like, speak what you want. You
like
know?
If I want sex, you'll give me sex.
I think you know. You got 3 kids.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, that's not that's for another podcast, guys. But that's not an issue. But yeah, I definitely agree, because nobody's mind readers, and oftentimes, I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying this.
Does it work for gifts too?
No. Yeah, I mean, you can ask, but yeah, I mean, but I will say this too, though. I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying this, but because I'm a man, and I know it's a lot of women listen to this, men too, but it doesn't apply to everybody. I'm trying to, like, say this in a safe way before my inbox is blown up. But I believe women have more of a tendency. I'm already, like, set up for failure. Everybody, like, they probably know they're listening, like, what is he about to say? Because I'm about to. But I feel like women have a tendency more to keep things in, right? I'm not going to say women. I think I can't do that. I can't generalize. But I feel like with you, I'll just point it to you.
To keep
things in. And yes, I feel like there's some things that I should know, right? And I agree with that. There's things I need to pay attention to better and do better. But there's also things that's, like, not even on my radar. Like, because you have to understand this too, that I'm going through, just like you, but I'm going through a lot. I have a lot on my mind, a lot on my plate that I'm going through. And so oftentimes I might not be thinking about the common sense thing that's coming to you. And so I feel like
I stress about the little things.
You do. Don't. But I'm saying I feel like the best thing to do in any relationship is just to really express your needs. Right. So I got to do better at that with you, too, because some things I expect and I'm like, OK, like, why isn't Maria doing this or that or this or that? And not knowing, and I always think about this, too, like your day, what you're going through and, you know, everything that you have on your plate. And so I think the best thing to do is to address it, because what usually happens, and correct me if I'm wrong, what usually happens if you don't address things and you let things kind of just kind of build up brick by brick, piece by piece, then that argument happens that's really not about the argument. It's about every little other thing that you expected me to do or I expected you to do. So I just feel like clear communication is great in any relationship, especially in these times. So, but also too, it's about the doing part. So if I'm clear about, hey, like tonight, like we in this closet right now, we turn off this podcast, like tonight we are, I'm gonna be clear. We about to whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that's another podcast. I don't want to get into that, but I'm saying it's about, I think too, it's about,
having clear communication but and understanding,
but also I don't want to use the word, doing the request, you know, too. So it's like, if you ask me to feed Marlene, you're clear about that. I'd be like, I don't want to feed her. And then I just go upstairs. They're going to be like, dang, like that's messed up. And then you're never going to probably speak your mind, like, because you feel like rejection is going to come.
Yeah.
And so that's just, and I don't think we do that often. I don't think we.
No, we have a very open communication. Yeah,
but I do agree with people in this situation. I feel like you have to be more open than usual because of everybody's emotions and what they're going through.
Yeah, because you can't like really read people's minds. That goes with the kids too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like you can't just assume that they're not stressed.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we always talk to the kids during, you know, well, mostly just Tristan, Maya every once in a while, but mostly Tristan, you know, just asking him how are you doing with the situation, or, you know, what can we help, you know, you with? Because this is all new to everybody and crazy. Like, I never thought I would be in this position where we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Absolutely. I feel you, babe. Well, I think we're to the end, 24 minutes. I always try to keep these episodes short. And Maria will be a frequent guest because you guys have been asking for her, and she is amazing. And we'll talk about other things, how we met, how we co-parented, you know, when we first met, the things that we went through, all the crazy stuff over the last decade that we experienced together.
Babe, it's been over a decade.
Over a decade. Clear communication. Thank you. Over a decade. And is there anything, like, last final words that you want to say, basically, maybe to, you know, I know you said a lot, so you don't have to, but, like, maybe to a mother that's out there that's, you know, maybe overwhelmed. I know you kind of gave some two takeaways, but is there anything that you would want to say, you know, briefly to that mother out there that's,
I mean,
like,
just as simple, just stay strong and don't be afraid to ask for help. Like, we're not perfect. Like, of course we can't handle everything. So I'd rather, like, in my situation, I'd rather ask for help before I break down and, you know what I mean? Like,
no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Asking for help, for help is a superpower. And, that was beautiful, babe. And
even if you don't have any help, reach out, you know, like, to people.
Yeah. Online. Like, online. Like, find support groups and communities, because
just to have someone to talk to vent, like, it's so healthy. Like, that's what I use my social media for, is basically there are times where I share my struggles and how I'm feeling, and, you know, like, I'm not perfect. So me sharing it is a way for me to open up for people to, you know, to give me advice and stuff. So,
and fellas out there listening to this, my advice to you guys would just be, you know, same thing, you know, ask for help. You know, don't feel like you have to, you know, put so much pressure on yourself. And I know
already, it's okay to feel emotions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's okay to cry. It's okay to, you know, break down. It's okay to go feel like that. I don't want you to ever feel like you're failing because things are changing in your life, you know. And the beautiful thing about this situation, that's maybe beautiful is the wrong word to use as I wrap this up, is that everybody is going through it. I don't think there's a time in this world where everybody at once is feeling the the struggle. Maybe not as strong as each other, but everybody's life has been affected and changed. So you know that you're not alone in this. Well, we're about to get out the closet because
actually,
I'm sure,
I think we should stay here for another like 15 minutes.
Until Maya comes in here. Yeah. I'm sure Maya be beating down the door in a little bit, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to bring something different, and I didn't want me and Maria just to talk about, you know, how great our relationship is and all this stuff. I want to talk about just some real stuff of like what we're going through now and, you know, as we communicate through it. You know, we didn't even talk about this beforehand, and I hope you guys just respected the transparency and the honesty. Make sure you follow Maria at, you can tell your own.
You can follow me on Instagram at maria.shelton. And
anything else?
No, that's
cool.
It.
That's it, guys. You guys have a beautiful week. Make sure you text 817-242-2719. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Let me know if I should bring Maria back on, which I will. We're like, you bring me on regardless. But we love you. Appreciate you. Like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time.
Let's get it.
Yeah, straight up.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life, I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.